I think we'll be reading John 3:16 and Romans 5:7 and 8. God loved the people of this world so much that he gave his only son so that everyone who has faith in him will have eternal life and never really die. In Romans 5:7 and 8, no one is really willing to die for an honest person, though someone might be willing to die for a truly good person, but God showed how much he loved us by having Christ die for us, even though we were sinful. The word for God, for the people of God.
So a father has five kids and he takes them to the county fair and he wins the raffle. He wins the special toy, the Incredible Hulk. So if you were here last week, this makes sense, because I was the Incredible Hulk. And just a reminder that the newsletter deadline is tomorrow, and we know what happens when I don't get things on time. So he brings his kids together and says, okay, guys, who's getting the Incredible Hulk? Who's been the most obedient? And they're raising their hands. And who listens to mother? Maybe one or two hands goes up. And who does everything mother says? And all five heads go down. And they say, okay, daddy, you get the toy. That doesn't work in my house. My family doesn't listen to me, so I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Let us pray. Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart be pleasing to you this day. Amen. What is a very special honor for me to be here on Father's Day to give the message. My dad is no longer with me. I have lots of memories. And I'd like to think probably half of my family tree is sitting here with me today. So thank you for being here. But I remember growing up sitting in church, probably where Martha is and Tracy, and my dad picking on me throughout the whole service. And my mother, with her embarrassed stare, asking us to behave with her eyes. Dad was certainly a kid. At his funeral, Matt Bates stated that my dad was a character, but that he was also a man of character. He was what you see is what you get, and I love that about him. His fatherly advice as a teenager was, do as I say, not as I do. And there were times that I felt like the adult. My uncle was getting married, and we were going to Strasbourg for that wedding. My mother had passed, and my dad had gone out on a date. So I woke up, showered, got into my dress for the wedding, and my dad's walking through the front door. I'm 13. Where have you been? It is 6 o'clock in the morning. You have been out all night. And Dad goes, Shauna, it's midnight. What are you doing? My dad always listened. He gave his advice, but always trusted me with the decision. I didn't have a curfew. He rarely told me no. And if there was something I wanted, I usually got it. So as a teenager, that was a pretty sweet deal. I was spoiled. But I didn't take advantage of that too much. I was a pretty responsible teenager because I knew he trusted me and I did not want to break that trust. He loved me unconditionally. He loved me from the moment that he held me in his hands for the very first time to our last conversation. He encouraged me. He supported me in everything that I did. My dad was not a perfect man, but his love for me was. Now, I realize this day brings many emotions, from happiness to sadness to everything in between. Each of us are feeling something different today. I miss my dad, especially as I embark on this new journey to become a pastor. He was my biggest fan, and he did encourage me like no other. And yet I look out and I am reminded that I've never been alone, that all of you have loved me, you supported me, you encouraged me, and you continue to do that. And I'm so very blessed to have you as my family. As I began thinking about this message, I kept thinking about George Strait's song, A Love Without End, Amen. And I said, that's a great title. That's my title for Father's Day. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates, when suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. Then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. Let me tell you about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end. Amen. Have you ever watched a commercial and by the end of it you have no idea what they're advertising? Well, I hope my sermon isn't like that today. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you now what I'm advertising. God's love for you is a love without end. Amen? Amen. Amen. Some scriptures that confirm that are Psalm 136. I won't read all of it, but when you have time, go back and read that. It's 26 verses, and the second line of each verse says, His steadfast love endures forever. His steadfast love endures forever. You heard Morris read John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that everyone who believes will have eternal life and will not perish. Have you ever sacrificed something that meant the world to you for someone who may or may not accept it or even appreciate it? Romans 5:7-8. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps a good person, someone, might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God proves his love. It's in our nature to want to have proof of things. Faith for me is easy. I don't have to have proof of things to believe what I believe about God. But sometimes it's nice to have that confirmation. And the scripture tells us, and this is a great scripture. The Bible is full of examples of how much God loves us. But my favorite story is the prodigal son, found in Luke chapter 15. Verses 11 through 32. And I need a tissue. Thank you. Now, you've seen me do the prodigal son in costume, but I just didn't have time for a costume change today. It's a busy day. So listen to the scripture. Then Jesus said, there was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me. So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property in desolate living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to the fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I'm dying of hunger. I will get up and I will go to my father and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands. So he set off and went to his father. But what the scripture doesn't say is, I wonder if he turned around. I wonder if he stopped on that journey and said, you know what? I just can't face my father. I've lost everything that he worked for. He won't forgive me. I wonder how many times he stopped and hesitated. But he presses on. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to the slaves, quickly bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Now his elder son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. He replied, your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he got him back safe and sound. Then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you. Yet, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came back who devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him? Then the father said to him, son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and is found. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now this story has a lot of sermons in it. I think if we're honest, we can each be these characters. At some point, we've been that father waiting for the lost child to return. We have been the lost child. And we've been that jealous brother who didn't quite understand. But today I want to focus on the Father's love. Why does God love us? He created us. Genesis 1:27. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. If he created us in his image, don't you think he's going to love us? He loves us because God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. He can't help it. God is love. He can't help but love us. Yeah, but God can't love me after the things that I've done. Yes, he can. Romans 8, verses 38 through 39. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God. We're sinners. We're not good enough to have God's love. We can't earn it. Yet it's there, nonetheless. The Father is waiting with anticipation, ready to run towards us and embrace us. when we're ready to come home. God is our Father. He hears our cries of desperation. He cares about everything that's going on in your life. He does want to be there for us. And He wants us to know how much He loves us. We could spend our whole lives looking for a love like that. And it exists. It's hard to imagine, but it does exist, but it only comes from God. Now back to the different emotions that this day brings. Maybe you're like me and had a father that loved you and encouraged you. And maybe you didn't know who your father was. And maybe your father wasn't very kind and loving. Maybe you have lost your father a long time ago, and maybe just recently, and you feel very much alone. I may not understand how each of you are feeling, but God does, and He will never leave you, and His love for you will never end. Nothing can separate you from God's love. How do I know this? Because I've experienced it time and time again. I trust it. I want you to know God, and I want you to know His love for you. It's life-changing. Now, you may have been at the Maundy-Thursday service back in April, and I had my big old bag of burdens, and it was really heavy, and it was weighing me down. But that night, if you were there, we left our burdens beneath the cross of Jesus. Do you remember that? Well, today I've got the bag back, but it's not heavy. You know why? It's full of God's love. I can get into it anytime I want to. It's always there. It's like Santa Claus's bag. It's never ending. It just keeps bringing out God's love. And I get to share that love. You see how cool that is? That's God's love. And I'm going to need some help, because I don't have time to pass out God's love to everybody. But I want everybody to have a piece of God's love. Do you remember what I'm advertising? God's love for you is a love that doesn't end. And when you take God's love and you share it with somebody else, and they share it with somebody else, it just keeps going. I don't want you to live a life without God's love. Here's some more. And it's not going to run out, because God said it wouldn't. It's like feeding the 5,000. Folks, I love you. You've loved me. You've supported me. You've raised me up. And I'm forever grateful. So I do hope that you know that God's love for you is a love without end. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you and we anticipate and we appreciate your embrace of us. We love that you love us with a love without end. We love that you love us when we fail. And Father God, I just say here today, may they feel that love in such a powerful way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.